Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host and queen of the little people, Miss 100%. Say hi.
Hello. We're back.
Anyway, if you want to holler at me and the queen, it is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you. Social network with us, Facebook, Twitter. You pick a social network, look up Smooth Drama. We're more than likely there. Holla at me. I'll holla back at you. We can talk a taste on it. Also, we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama page. But I know you ain't really trying to hear none of that. And I say this ad nauseum. You're really trying to get at my illustrious co-host.
What you mean ad nauseum? What you mean? It makes you sick?
I'm just saying, you know, I talk about me, but they ain't really trying to holler at me. You know, they don't even see me. You know, it's like back in the days, nobody talked about the king. Everybody talked about the queen. So, if y'all want to holler at the queen, go ahead, tell them.
Well, they can always follow me on Twitter at the number 100%. Email me, miss100% at yahoo.com. Catch up with me, miss100% spelled out on Facebook. And I got some new coming for y'all. Miss Shaquanda, my right hand girl, will be joining us probably next week sometime. So I want y'all to holler at my girl Shaquanda.
Oh, well,
y'all gotta, you know, give her a warm welcome. Make her feel all warm and fuzzy and make her feel loved.
Hey, don't forget, not only will Shaquanda be here, but my main man Squirrel. He'll be coming through. He'll be coming out of his tree. Anyway.
I'm going to say something, but let's move on.
Oh, speaking of moving on and squirrels coming out their tree, 100, did you know that athletes are using Viagra for performance enhancement?
Viagra for performance? But, well, it ain't just athletes that's using Viagra. I mean, that's what Viagra is. It's a performance enhancer, ain't it?
No, this is different. See, they're using Viagra while they're playing football.
Well, see, that's not even right. Because I'm going to just tell you, all I see now is a mental picture of a bunch of guys with hard dicks falling on top of each other for 3 hours.
Well, not only that, but you have to remember, there's also the interviews after the game that make sideline reporting.
Right.
And you know how they have them women that be going in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Locker room might not be safe.
Well, they better not give me a mic because I'm going to be handing it.
She keeps stopping the mic.
I'm in the shower. Tell me what I'm doing some investigative reporting. Like, get your ass the fuck up out of here.
I mean, and I just had the visual where the dudes are like, yeah, you know I took my Viagra today.
Yeah. I mean, but look, what I was saying, the bunch of guys that were hard on falling on top of each other, pushing each other around, is that you know it's going to always be a couple of them that just lay down there. Like, he always want to be on the bottom of the pile.
Come on.
Falling for no fucking reason.
Oh, man.
I see to have dropped something.
Anyway.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's not the quarterback, because the center's like, man, look, I'm not snapping the ball no more. It's not right.
Oh, I see.
Anyway.
Hut, hut, ladies.
Oh. Yeah, but it's not the ladies. It ain't like it's the crossover league, like they're bringing in players from the lingerie league.
Oh, my goodness. Let's move on. I'm weak.
Yeah. Speaking of weak, you know, I can't go on special helmet night without talking about my favorite state. You know what my favorite state is, right?
Everybody knows that it's Florida.
All right. Well, just in case, because, you know, every now and again it could be somebody new listening and they don't know how I favor Florida.
Right.
Yeah, so I want to put it out.
For Florida.
Love Florida. Love it. And speaking, because they just have some of the coolest people, like they're criminals. This guy, Abraham Andre Luna. Homie starts off running naked on the golf course. Then he crashes his car, all the while he's naked now. He crashes his car into a patrol car, gets away from the cops, goes into another county, Tarpon Springs, where they say that he's a suspected streaker and he's prancing around wearing only construction boots.
Wait, did they say prancing?
Yes, they said prancing.
Prancing.
Yes. The police, later on that night, they're chasing him in a white van, and he's naked in his construction boots, and they lose him.
Yeah. I think you lose an asshole naked dude. I don't understand.
Right. And 4:30 in the morning, he's still naked. He decides to stop at 7-Eleven, where I guess, you know, the clerk probably told him, hey, man, you can't be in here naked. So he punched the clerk in the face.
Wow. Wait, what the fuck you mean I can't be naked?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, he hit a police cruiser trying to flee. Then he jumped out the van naked, made a run for it. And I guess the police caught him and forced him to put clothes on.
You know what? Now, here's one of those times where you know how sometimes you just want to be like a fly on the wall, or you kind of wish that you could be inside that person's mind and see what was going on. I just want to know what his day started off like that made him say that being butt naked with work boots on was a good way to go for that day. Like,
well, let me tell you what they charged him with. Auto burglary, aggravated assault, battery, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, reckless driving, and resisting without violence. What the fuck is resisting?
Resisting without violence. What is that?
That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know. He was resisting arrest, but he wasn't violent. He wasn't fighting. He just refused to. I don't know.
They just wanted to charge him because he was naked.
To give him something else, right? He's like the ass on belt on there.
Yeah, they just like, well, he didn't resist, but he was naked, man. And he had hair coming all out his ass crease. I'm just thinking that's what the cops would think. That's why they had to charge him, because I guess with that extra charge, they can add that extra 5 years or so on there. We don't never want you getting that. I mean, he was butt naked.
All day long.
Yeah, in construction boots.
All fucking day long.
That's,
nobody could catch a butt naked dude running around committing crimes all day.
Well, he had a van, so. You know, when you got a van, you on another level.
I'm just thinking about, like, I just got a flash of Blue Streak, Bart Lord. He said, oh shit, I smell ass. His ass is
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when the cops, I don't know if you remember the story where the cops, they had to arrest this guy who was butt naked.
And they didn't really want to.
Yeah, and they had to arrest him. They like, hey.
He jumped, like, bouncing around, and they tried to avoid him.
Yeah, they're, like, wrestling him, and, you know, one of the officers went low, and, you know, and he's trying to avoid this dude's dick hitting him in the face. I'm thinking that's kind of what happened. That's why they had to charge him. See, but it's funny, because you think that would be the guy to shoot. Or tase
the shit out of me.
I'm sorry. I'm not wrestling with you, homie. I'm not going to be on film, you know, because, you know, the cops film all that. So you on film, you done tackled this dude, and it's like his junkie just slapping you in the face.
Oh, God.
It just, no. It can't happen. So I'm that's why I'm not a cop. Cause
it wouldn't even be no need to wrestle, none of that.
Because I'm tasing the hell out of you.
You get one warning, and one warning only after that.
There ain't no warning. He naked in construction boots. I ain't got to warn him. I'm just shooting. If the tase is coming, I'm using all mine.
Yeah, that's why you're not a cop.
Right.
You'll be in jail.
Right, because I'd have took out a few people. Right? And speaking of taking out a few people, get ready, 100. They done came out with the ultimate bacon shaving cream.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bacon shaving cream.
That's right. Bacon scented. For all skin types.
Wow.
Ladies, are y'all ready? Y'all ready for that early morning pork smell?
That's nasty.
Like, ooh.
That's gross.
They're like, what you wearing? They're like, you just being followed around. I mean, because it ain't exclusive to the ladies. I mean, you figure some of the fellas be following them around, too.
Right.
Like, dog, I'm not gay or nothing, but you smell good.
I mean, can you imagine being in an elevator and you just shave with that shit and some big, huge dude coming in and he's like all close, sniffing on you like, you smell good.
Like, damn, dog, what's that fragrance? It's very familiar to me. It's dear to my heart.
Wow. I mean, you may just come up with any and everything.
Bacon flavored. That's what it is.
Wow.
You ain't ready for the bacon. You ain't ready for nothing.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Goodness gracious.
That's how you do it. Or you can be like Switzerland. You know, Switzerland have drive-in sex boxes.
What the hell is a drive-in sex box?
Well, I guess in Switzerland, prostitution is legal. So what they do, they're built these boxes. So I guess you don't have to, like, worry about the prostitutes. Like, you don't want your kids walking out and seeing prostitutes serving your uncle or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so they have these boxes that are like fences. They're like garage-type structures where you get a little privacy so you can just, like, roll in there. And it's like first come, first serve.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to have some pimps and hoes out there just, like, directing traffic. Like, hey, hold on. They almost done.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the Swiss, what can I say? They are ahead of their time.
Yeah, they're I mean, we need that type stuff here. That would clean up a lot of problems.
Yeah.
A lot of vacant lots that they have, you just put them drive-in sex boxes. kids won't be able, I mean, because you have somebody right outside that, like, hey, you can't come in here. 18 and over, buddy.
But, of course, you know that won't happen because, as it, you know, America, it's wrong to be sexually stimulated. It's wrong to even talk about sex.
That ain't what my homie Squirrel said.
Well, what your homie Squirrel got to say on the matter?
Hey, Squirrel was like, it's Nike, homie, just do it.
And on that note.
Yeah, we need a break now. And it's LL Cool J to the break of dawn. We probably not going to break that long, though. We'll be right back.
Around the corner to the rap. have. Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm this 100% queen of the little people, and that was LL Cool J, To the Break of Dawn.
Yeah. And while we were away, I was having a nice little conversation with one of our bloggers, Me Just Me, who said that they actually had an incident where they were wearing their wife's underwear and they got caught by the police 1 a.m. As I told him, it just commando time, homie. Yeah.
Okay.
But shout out to Me Just Me. I got you. You got off with a warning. I got you, dog.
Wear his wife's underwear, like that's all he had on was his wife's underwear?
No, she makes him wear them to remind him of her.
Oh.
You know how controlling you women are.
No, let me tell you something. I'm not even going there. You know what time it is.
It's time for our hater of the week. And who is the hater of the week but an old-ass woman who is this man who has spent months trying to find the person that was stealing from his wife's grave, Doug Lantry. Would put flowers and other stuff on his wife's grave, and they kept disappearing. And so after a while he spotted a woman plucking flowers from another grave, so he put up a trail camera to find out, and it's a motion sensing camera. And when the woman showed up, he caught her on camera stealing the flowers and the other keepsakes off the grave.
You know what? That's just the lowest of low.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you, lady? I mean.
Yeah, the cemetery worker spotted her and caught the whole thing on camera before calling them. They cornered her ass until the police arrived. It's like, why?
Because she's just a fucking thief. I mean, that
doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense, but you know, we cannot go there.
Yeah.
We cannot go there trying to figure out why people do stupid, incredibly stupid things.
Why are they crazy?
Well, yeah, crazy cannot be explained.
Yes, crazy can never be explained. Sort of like the former teacher who lost her license over questionable massages by students.
Yeah, okay. I read the article, and what I'm trying to figure out is the title. The wording. Why is it questionable massages? Like, as if there's any type of massage that a student can give a teacher that's not questionable.
if it's a massage class, there's no such thing as a questionable massage, right?
That's true, but we're talking about what, high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, it'd be different if it was a massage class. But, I mean, you know, like a massage therapy class. But this was high school. Like, y'all want some extra credit? Do something to make me feel better.
See, this is right here. That's that's the spot right there.
Oh, my goodness. That is so wickedly disgusting.
Yes.
Right.
It wasn't to the students, though, because they got that extra credit.
Right. So how did she get busted? Like, I mean, apparently somebody got grossed out and told. So.
Right. I mean, well, you know kids is talking. Like, oh, yeah, Miss Such and Such, man, she let us massage her all the time. I grabbed her stuff and everything.
Right.
Grab her titties, you know. It don't 15, 16-year-olds, they're like, they're running, tell it to every, you know, they're happy. They even get to see a vagina from just in pants. Teenage boys are like, yeah, I saw the outline. So, I mean, that's not a shock.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
But that's your state of Florida, though.
Yeah, that's how they do. Down there in Florida, in the acre, making it happen.
Yeah, Florida.
Touch me. Like the way you touch me. Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
Now, this next story is a different kind of story because it's about 85-year-old man who allegedly mercy kills his 81-year-old wife. Yes, the wife had gangrene on her toes and they called into the hospital and she didn't she didn't want to go through it or die in the hospital. And so, allegedly, her husband, they discussed it, and they decided that she wasn't going to go out like that, so he shot her.
I just don't believe that.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
Okay, what do you think happened?
I tell you what. We videotaping, we recording everything, you signing some shit. I don't give a damn how much pain you're in. I'm not killing you. Because it just does not make sense. Like, gangrene doesn't mean that you're going to die.
Yeah.
You might have to get some shit cut off, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to die. I mean, you call a hospital is not going to tell you, oh, yeah, you come in here, we're going to cut some things off because you got gangrene, but more than likely because you're 80, you're going to die. No, that doesn't make sense.
Okay. So,
yeah, he belongs in prison.
So you think he killed her?
I think he just killed his wife.
But what would be the rationale?
I don't know. Could have been anything going on in his mind. Could have been anything. I mean, why do people kill people every day? A lot of people kill a person just because.
Yeah.
They really don't have a reason for doing it. They just do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, it's still kind of tough.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, it sounds outrageous, but at the same time, is it that outrageous?
I mean, normally...
Because I look at it like this. An old person going to the hospital and not wanting to be stuck in the hospital, dying in the hospital, whatnot. Cause, I mean, hospitals are not nice places, especially when you talk about for the elderly.
Okay.
And she may have been through the system a couple times and just not feeling it.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'm just thinking, like, why wait until the gangrene got so bad that he felt that she was going to die, or she was made to feel like she was going to die and then gave up, like, yeah, I'm going to die. Just go ahead and shoot me.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, that happens all the time. Some people, they just not as sophisticated as the other folks that bring in a Dr. Kevorkian and whatnot. You know, I mean, you know, there was controversy behind that in the Mercy killings.
Right.
And it's hard because I feel that people should have the right to end it the way they want to end it.
Right.
And at the same time, I hear what you're saying, because we don't know if it was murder, because obviously there's only one person that's alive that was involved in the conversation.
Exactly. And we're just supposed to take your word for it that she had gangrene and wanted to die because she had gangrene.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's 85, though, so I don't know if he necessarily wanted to live his last days in prison. That's probably not how you want to go out in your golden years.
Probably not.
I mean, just as a thought, you're old and it's criminal. I don't know if they want to necessarily rape an 85-year-old.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I just made my stomach hurt.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure somebody does. I mean, a 14-year-old boy raped a 90-year-old woman the other day. So,
all right.
Doing anything.
Moving on. Speaking of doing anything, remember Plaxico Burress for the Giants? He shot himself in the club, and he got 2 years for that.
Yeah.
Well, there's this man, Brian Reynolds, who got into a car accident. I guess his vehicle wouldn't stop, whatnot. He's having problems with the brake. And so he tried to stop the car. He tried to stick his leg out, which is stupid. And he ran off the road into an embankment. Fell out of the truck, and it rolled over his left leg before rolling down the street into a fire hydrant. And so he got a leg injury and a case of road rash. Did you know that they gave him a citation for operating defective equipment?
How the hell was he supposed to know that his car was going to act up? I mean, that means that anybody can get a ticket for operating defective equipment when you drive in a vehicle, because you never know when your car is going to clunk out on you.
Right, exactly.
So
all of a sudden, my stuff is defective because my brakes wasn't working. I mean, and sometimes, like you said, you don't know.
All right. You really don't. I mean, a lady bought a brand new car, a brand new SUV, and hit the accelerator, and then she tried to hit on her brakes to slow down while she's on the highway, and the more she hit the brake, the faster the car went. Like, who can predict that a car is going to do something crazy like that? It's just...
I can.
So, I don't know. I think that's just a bunch of fuckery. Just, I don't even understand why he even needs the damn ticket. Like, but he injured himself. He didn't... Maybe they just wanted him to have a ticket to help pay for the fire hydrant. Did he damage the fire hydrant? Did he...
The Department of Public Welfare comes out for that, but I guess that's just one of those things. You know, the cops, they're going to give you a ticket for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of cops, what you know about Regina Smith, police officer who makes the rap video under the name Lucille Baller? She got suspended. Or put on administrative leave over her song.
Over her song. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, the name of her song is Broken Blues.
What?
Broken Blues. Yeah, and she refers to her gun as Miss Lucy. Yeah, and I guess in some of her lyrics, they're like, mess with me or I will shoot. a motherfucker or something like that.
This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here like, okay, she's a cop, she's a gangster rapper. What does she do wrong?
Well, I don't understand that. Like, why did she? So is it against department policy
to rap?
To moonlight as a rapper?
I mean, because they do security guards, whatnot. You know, as you know, they do all kinds of secondary jobs. So I can be a private security guy, but I can't rap.
Wow.
Not that I would buy her stuff, because I actually listened to it and watched the video and whatnot. I would leave this on the shelf.
Yeah, she needs to sit the fuck down somewhere. I'm looking at her right now. She is just damn ridiculous.
Lucille Baller. Shot caller. Like, really a shot caller.
Well,
yeah, ain't nothing like the police making it happen. Good luck to you, Miss Baller. Maybe we'll have you on the show one day.
Lucille Baller.
Yes, Lucille Baller.
Yeah, she looks like she's like super fucking old.
Yeah, Regina Smith. If any of y'all know Regina Smith, have her hit us up. We can talk a taste on it. She can tell me why she's got that ridiculous ass red wig.
Lucille Ball had red hair, I guess. So.
Yeah, it was in black and white. Nobody knows what the color of her hair was.
Well, they saw her in person.
Okay, but how many of them people are alive? Not that I'm dissing, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's kind of cruel.
It's not cruel.
You're like, yeah, how many of them were alive?
I mean, that was a long time. What, that was in the 50s?
Come on. I don't know, but I'm alive. I know what Lucille Ball looked like.
Yeah, but you don't know what the hell her hair color was.
I do know. I saw her black on TV.
Whatever. It's in black and white.
No, right before she died, she was on TV, and I saw her.
Yeah, it might not have been red when she was on TV, though.
It was red. She was still dying the shit out of her eyebrows and her hair. It's more like orange. Kind of looked like what that Regina Smith got on. It was, like, really crazy looking.
Mm.
And a big-ass, bright-ass red lipstick on them crazy-looking lips. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you what was crazy looking. I don't know if you saw that, there's this video that's out there about the botched butt implant video.
Yeah.
This woman with the red thong with the butt implant that's like backwards or whatnot. She's like fidgeting with her ass and she's turning the thing backwards. Supposedly it's hurting her body, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like she just had like a trash can lid. Just sewed inside her booty.
It just looks really crazy. Like, I watched the video where she actually pulls her pants down and you see her butt for real.
Yeah.
It's like, it almost looked okay. And then you're like, but wait, it's kind of like, it's the weirdest thing at the bottom of the cheeks. Like you said, like a trash can lid. It's just there. Like, what the?
Yeah, it's just chilling.
I can imagine how that would hurt her. I can imagine.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine, because it looked like she had a nice-sized ass already.
To begin with, right?
So, people who have nice-sized stuff, don't try to get enhanced. Please stop watching TV. Now your ass is stuck.
Mm-hmm.
With a fake ass, with a garbage lid on the back of your ass. That is not natural looking. Just for the record. You know, if you don't have the ass, just deal with it. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like to the fellas. Look, you don't have the penis. Come on, dog. Don't do your silicone shots and all this other stuff. Let it ride.
Don't use olive oil on your dick, please.
Yes.
Because we know that it kills you. So don't do that. I mean,
For the record, if it's going to kill you, what good is it if it's bigger?
Right. Don't use no fixer flat. Oh, God.
Say no to fixer flat. Say no to silicone. Look, you just need to. I don't know what the hell you need to do.
Just be happy with what you have. Be happy with what you have. Be happy with who you are. And if they don't like you, do like Bernie Mac said, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall with handcuffs on.
All right. You know, on that note. Just don't do what this next song says. This is De La Soul. Go out and get it. Just say no. De La Soul. Go out and get it. Dumbass of the week, because we have twin dumbasses And they both involve God. I guess they were feeling religious. Melissa Miller, who's driving 100 miles per hour after getting pulled over in my favorite state of
Florida.
She got pulled over and she said, "Hey, you know what? I was letting the Lord's Spirit guide me." Yeah, she banged the car horn long and hard because the Lord was telling me to do it.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah, because God, of course, wants you to go 100 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone.
Yeah, God don't care about other people when he's telling you to do stuff. He just wants you to carry out some type of crazy act just to show how much you trust him, right?
Hey, you ain't never had them voices speaking to you, though.
Never mind that you can kill a lot of people and kill your stupid self, but okay.
What are you talking about? The Lord ain't trying to have her kill nobody. The Lord just wanted to see her go 70 miles over the speed limit. That was all.
He just wanted to see if she was going to do it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess he wanted to see how fast the cops would catch up with her and arrest her, too.
Right. After she done honked that horn to let them know she was going by.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank goodness for that. And our second one, dumbass of the week, is Fountain Hills pastor, who said he was the Dirksen is his name. He was the pastor for the past, I don't know what, 2.5 years, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He was peddling heroin, and when they asked him, you know, not only was he peddling heroin, but meth and other prescription drugs, they asked him why. And he's like, "Hey, you know, I wanted the people to get closer to God."
So yeah, that's definitely going to get them closer to God. Yeah, they're going to get close to God, real close to God. Up close and personal when they overdose on his bad drugs and kill themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not too much that you can say about this one. I mean, the police had to do an undercover purchase. They had been they got a tip about him a couple years ago. But supposedly they didn't have enough, so they finally busted him.
And this isn't by chance the same idiot pastor that said that to heal people, he should just slap them. Remember that one? He just said, go up to people and knock the piss out of them, right?
Yeah, I think he may have supplied the drugs to that pastor.
He getting out his old supply. That's what that is.
Oh, he selling it. I mean, because, look, I'm going to take a guess that he was selling it to them guys that go to them funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And protest everybody and call, yeah, the reason why these soldiers died because of homosexuals.
Yeah. Right, right.
I'm saying he supplies him, and I'm thinking he supplies that other cat you was talking about.
Yeah, because they're all in the same boat. There's a boat called Crazy as Hell.
Right. See, when you crazy like that, it got to be some drugs involved. Somebody sniffing or shooting something.
Right, right.
Because you don't come up with that foolishness just on reality.
I was selling drugs to help people get closer to God.
That's right. No, the Lord wants you to get high.
Wow.
Get a witness.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about it. Probably what his punk ass is saying.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. So big shout out to my dumbass of the weeks out there representing dumbasses everywhere. May your special helmet be extra small and give you migraines every week. That's all. I got nothing else on it. As a matter of fact, that's it. Show's over. We're done. Nah.
So is that all we need? That's all you got on it?
Yeah. But actually, there's the guys who are suing over gay therapy. Now, I don't know how they're suing their counselors who promised to make them straight. It's like, okay. You know, that's like me suing a counselor for not making me homosexual. You know?
So they were ashamed of being gay.
Yeah.
So they went to a shrink, and the shrink promised them that they could turn them into a straight person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Jewish organization called Jonah. Jews offering new alternatives for healing.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess the co-director, Arthur Goldberg, promised one of the persons, Brooke, who was 17 at the time, that Jonah would help him change his orientation from gay to straight.
Wow. I'm sorry. Gay is just gay.
Yeah. And here's my point. I'm like, homie, if you like dick in your mouth, just come out to, hey, you know what? I love dick in my mouth. I don't get it. It's just, hey, some of us like vagina. Some of y'all like dick. Just come out. Stop perpetrating.
Wow.
You know, don't be like Eddie Long with, you know, you got the tights on, you got the Jerry Curl wigs on, whatnot. And as Aisha Sekhmet says, you in the pulpit smelling like booty.
Just
say, hey, I love embrace penis. If that's where you at, embrace it.
I mean, the thing that I don't understand is that how people feel that you can't have a relationship with your maker, with your creator, with God, and be homosexual or lesbian. If you feel or believe truly that God is the creator of every human being, then and you're gay and he created you, then he loves you just the same as everybody else. I mean, I know what this person say, that person say about being a homosexual and being a Christian, this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is, are you going to listen to them or are you going to believe what your God say? If your God says that he loves you regardless of what, then he loves you regardless of what.
And God don't like sword fights.
Quit tripping. Because you can, okay, let's say, which one is worse, a homosexual or a person that kills children? So God can, quote unquote, forgive them, and but he can't forgive you or
you have rights as a rapist. Remember, I can rape you tomorrow. You have a kid. I can sue you for the right to see my kid,
right,
even though I raped you to bring right. the kid into this world.
Right.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody has any problems with that.
And nobody has not one problem with that.
But, you know, like you say, they talk about the gay agenda. They're like, oh, well, there's this new gay agenda. I'm like, there's no gay agenda. People have been gay forever. It's a real simple thing. Either you're gay or you're not. There ain't nothing else to it. Now, if you're gay, like I said, be who you are.
But this is my thing. I mean, I understand you saying be who you are, but this is my thing. Whose business is it what my sexual orientation is?
Everybody.
If I like a little bingo, a little cunnilingus on the side, then that's my business. I mean, what does that have to say about me as a person overall?
You're a horrible person.
Come on now.
You're horrible. Thought you knew.
So if I'm a person that likes, if I'm a woman that likes women, that makes me sick and depraved, and that means that I shouldn't be trusted with anything, right? But
yeah,
you have people that are so-called Christians, and they got a wife or they have a husband, and they're supposedly leading the right kind of life, but they're sick as fuck, and they disrespect people, brutalize people, they do all kinds of inhumane things to people all day, every day. So they're right just because they're not gay or lesbian?
Pretty much, yeah. Because see, you're not right because you're not doing it in my living room. Now, if you were in my living room, that shit is cool. But when it's not in my living room, you are a goddamn faggot and I hate you.
And that's exactly how they are. Hypocrites.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 I'm over this shit.
You over it?
Yeah.
I'm over it too. You know, I should have asked me. How did they find out that you had on your wife's underwear?
Well, that's what I was asking. Didn't you hear me? Like, okay, so when he was caught with the wife's underwear on, that means that he was driving around just with nothing on but the wife's underwear? Or did he say, get called and say, hey, I have on my wife's underwear. Care to see?
Well, I hope that he didn't add that to the conversation.
Yeah, I think that was just something to say to get, you know, heard or seen or some attention or whatever.
Well, memo to future listeners out there and show participants. I mean, yeah, I will tell your story, but I'm going to tell you that doesn't look all that flattering to you or to you. You know, yeah, I wear my wife's underwear because she makes me.
Right. You wearing them, and you wearing them because she makes you. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe
what other woman would want you other than her when if you're that much of a wimp that a woman can make you wear her panties?
Well, first and foremost, that is his woman, so. She wants to force him to wear the panties, he can wear the panties.
I'm saying, but she don't have nothing to worry about. Don't nobody else want his weak ass.
Well, I thought weak men were in. I thought that was a 2012 staple.
Not over there.
Well, the world is ending, so all the men have to be weak soft.
Weak soft? I don't
weak
think
soft. They ain't going hard in the paint. They pulling up for the three-pointer without even looking at the rim.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell. Like, can you imagine telling a new girlfriend, like,
nope.
You know, she's like, what happened? Why did y'all break up? Well, I stopped wearing her panties. Like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Hey, them draws are very important. You know, she was just following the old trend. I'm getting a draw.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And on that note.
I'm like, he the one with his legs up.
Yeah, for Miss 100% the queen of the little people, I am Mr. F the N-word. We, of course, smooth drama, going hard in the paint as usual. And y'all know what it is. We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys
smooth. drummer.